in the limelight.
In principle, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, was created 7 years ago to ensure American interests in Europe and to prevent the former Soviet Union from moving west. Over the years, much has changed, and the Allies are less and less willing to depend on the United States. In addition, on many examples, the Bloc's members have had to make sure, more than once, that the Bloc has lost its significance as a protector of interests of all its members, even theoretically. Until recently, European leaders tried to indulge Washington, but in November last year, a dam of silence broke through. French President Emmanuel Macron announced the brain death of NATO. The fact is that some countries of the Bloc, for example, France and Italy, favor a more open relationship with Russia, which the United States does not like, counting on Europeans to hold the alleged enemy in a black body. Here we present you an article concerning this issue, written by staff writers of Iran's English language website of Fars News Agency under the heading, Washington's New Moves in Europe Unnecessary. Stay with us, please, to hear more about the details. The new U.S.-led Defender Europe 20 exercise, which is months-long and lasts from February until July, involves 20,000 U.S. troops, more than those of all its NATO allies put together, and more than at any time in the past quarter century. Although U.S. officials do not say it is designed to counter an alleged Russian threat, the demonstration of U.S. force capability comes after years of piecemeal reinforcements of NATO's eastern flank following Russia's annexation of Crimea in March 2014. It is probably no coincidence that Germany was chosen as the main site for the current exercises. It is no less remarkable that 20,000 troops passing through Germany will be relocated to Poland. It is well known that Poland today is an outpost of the anti-Russian policy of the West and a conductor of American ideas. These teachings are also one of the ways of imposing moral, if not military, pressure, and not so much on Russia as on Europe. The chief of the German Joint Support and Enabling Service, Lieutenant General Martin Schillis, argues that the exercises should make a significant contribution to the defense of Germany and are a response to the annexation of Crimea by Russia. This argument sounds more than strange 6 years after the cessation of territories from Ukraine and casts doubt on the sincerity of the general. The organizers of the exercises and Bundeswehr, the unified armed forces of Germany, do not consider the so-called Defender Europe 20 an empty rattling of weapons. However, the German public does not share this approach. Protests have been going on since the beginning of February. Greenpeace activists had already staged a demonstration under the motto, "Stop the war games, save the world," saying that the maneuvers are an unnecessary provocation in the context of an already growing escalation. The provocative movement of an entire army to Europe is also understood in NATO itself. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg claimed that the so-called Defender Europe 20 is by no means directed against Russia. At the same time, the scenario of a war with Russia will be worked out on the streets of European cities. According to the plan, the Russian Federation will be taken into a symbolic environment. NATO troops will be transferred even to Georgia. However, opponents of the war are preparing for major protests against these exercises. The exercises testify not so much about the power of NATO, but about the problems within the Euro-Atlantic alliance. Such grandiose maneuvers are being held after the bloc's anniversary summit in December last year, which revealed serious disagreements. It turned out that NATO is no longer a bloc in which only the United States dictates the rules. In principle, the bloc was created 70 years ago to ensure American interests in Europe and to prevent the former Soviet Union from moving west. Over the years, much has changed, and the Allies are less and less willing to depend on the United States. In addition, on many examples, the bloc's members have had to make sure more than once that the bloc has lost its significance as a protector of the interests of all its members, even theoretically. Until recently, European leaders tried to indulge Washington, but in November last year, a dam of silence broke through. French President Emmanuel Macron announced the brain death of NATO, so he reacted to the US decision to withdraw terrorist troops from Syria and the parallel decision of Turkey to begin a military operation in the north of this country. The fact is that some countries of the bloc, for example, France and Italy, favor a more open relationship with Russia, which the United States does not like, counting on Europeans to hold the alleged enemy in a black body. The Eastern European countries, former members of the socialist bloc, are in solidarity with Americans, and their radicalism only increases tension, creating problems for Russia's traditional economic partners, which have certain obligations within NATO. NATO is a product of the Cold War, launched in 1949. This military alliance is bound by an agreement that an attack on any one member state would be considered an attack on all. Its membership includes most of Europe and Turkey. Since its origins, NATO has grown from 12 to 29 countries, most recently accepting Montenegro in 2017. The United States has long played a central role as a dominant member with the largest military and biggest contributor amounting to 3/4 of NATO's defense spending overall. NATO has long been an important part of American war policy as a result. While the US has regularly urged its European member states to increase their defense spending, the US has traditionally been content with its central role. While the end of the Cold War proved an important event causing NATO to reimagine its place in global affairs, perhaps no less a seismic change has taken the form of US President Donald Trump's election. Trump has increasingly withdrawn both interest and influence over the military alliance, leading some to wonder if he intends to pave the way for exiting it, and a move that many in Europe still find unthinkable. Nonetheless, it is clear that NATO is functioning and beginning to carve out a role for itself where the US is no longer the dominant player it once was. This is a result of the leadership vacuum Trump has created out of choice. While America is still influential and continues to use NATO where it can advance American strategic interests, its global standing has diminished under the often chaotic and unpredictable presidency of its commander-in-chief. Thus, no one expects a war in Europe. The military forces of the United States and Russia are unlikely to converge on the battlefield in the foreseeable future. But in Europe, they cannot help but understand that NATO's approach to Russian borders and even a hint of a military threat will hit the region, if not with missiles, then economically. In the modern world, all processes are so interconnected that one wrong step entails dozens of other errors and problems. Defender Europe 20 will also give unpleasant consequences for Europeans.